Welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with the King fam, my mom and my brother. Do you want to introduce yourselves, guys?
Yeah, I'll start. I am brother. I'm Phil.
I am brother. I am Groot.
I'm brother. I'm Phil. I'm 23 years old, just graduated college, and that's me.
Slay.
And mom. I'm Mama King, also just known as Kelly, and I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having us.
Slay, Mama. Slay. Okay, what do you think of the studio? This is their first time in the studio.
It's awesome. It's so great to be here. It looks so different than it does on the big screen at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's fun to be here in person under the lights.
Awesome. What do you think?
It's fun. It's cool. I've seen a lot of YouTube videos of people in the studio like making the music, so it's fun to experience and see it. I feel like Michaela's about to drop a beat
in the us. We're gonna like make a beat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome to the show, IRL. I wanted to do a little episode that was more, I guess, personal and less like, making more personal moves, a little bit less businessy. And explain kind of our relationship and why I am the way I am and whatnot. So do you want to explain like where you're from, Mom, and how you got to Indiana? Because I feel like that helps explain.
Sure, sure. So I'm originally from Canada. I'm still a dual citizen. I'm so proud Canadian and proud American.
You recently kind of got your U.S. citizenship.
Yeah, it was 2016. So okay. Fairly recently. But very proud to be part of both countries. It's a unique, position, I guess. And so I got here when I moved. After meeting your dad, I was working in Toronto. I was product manager for Kraft Foods at the time. And next thing you know, I met this guy in the Bahamas.
At a blackjack table.
At a blackjack table in the Bahamas. And next thing you know, we had two kids, and I was growing or. Living in Indiana.
We got married.
Yes, we got married, of course.
Yeah. How long was it from when you met to when you got married or got engaged?
To engaged, about 6 months, 6 or 7 months.
Wow. That is bananas. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Quick, no.
Pretty cray cray.
Imagine me going to the Bahamas, meeting someone in 6 months. We're engaged. Y'all would be like, no. Yeah. And he's 10 years older. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You can't say shit if I do that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Can you imagine
you need
that
to.
Happening?
Get on it.
I know. Maybe I just need to go to the Bahamas more.
Get on the tables more.
Do you ever think, like, every time I go to the Bahamas, I'm like, maybe I'll find the one? Because we go there quite often, yeah. I feel like.
Well, the time I went to the Bahamas before college, I met a we were just on the Lazy River. Great Lazy River, by the way. And me and Josh Hall, like, we were obviously seniors in high school trying to talk to girls. So, like, we finally had the courage to go talk to one. And it was crazy because she was going to Indiana. And I was like, small world. Like, am I going to have my dad
moment
here? Is this
the one? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it turns out it was not the one. So
yours is in the Lazy River, though.
Yeah,
which is not so lazy, actually. Yeah, it's pretty rapid.
They have some rapid rivers.
So. You know what's funny is
– it's wild.
I asked my Instagram following, I was like, hey guys, can you submit questions? And at the top of the list was our friend Josh Hall. And he was like, talk about me. That's literally all he said, and we're already talking about him.
There's your plug, Josh.
So shout out Josh Hall. There's literally no way he's watching this, but if he is, tell me that you are, because that's hilarious.
Yeah.
We should just not tell him and see if he ever notices.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so you met dad, and then 6 months later, you guys get engaged, and then how much later did you get married? How much longer?
It was like a year and a day from the day we met. We got married.
That is bananas. And you got married where?
In Windsor. Well, we were married in Kingsville, my hometown, and then the reception was in Windsor.
And couldn't you like see the in U.S.?
Yeah, it was at the Cleary Auditorium, and you could see the U.S. from across the river.
Which is cute.
Yeah, it was really neat.
Okay, let's answer some of the questions from the audience. First question is, how was it like for your family when you moved to LA, and how was it like for me to leave home? So do you guys want to answer first?
I can start. I'd say initially I was probably pretty excited just because of our little banters we would have. We had to share a car growing up and then always sharing the remote and things like that, and she'd boss me around. So at first I was excited to get a little space and have the house to myself a little bit, and then as time went on, obviously I would miss you more, and then Yeah, it's cool. It's been a fun place to visit every year, and it's a fun place to have an excuse to travel to come see you. So it's been cool.
What do you think, Mom?
I was just genuinely so excited for you. A lot of people were shocked that I wasn't freaked out that you were moving across the country. But
I feel like everyone was like, I don't mean to interrupt, but I feel like every mom was like, oh, don't your parents not want you to leave? Like stuff like that. And you guys never gave me resistance.
Yeah. A lot of people, leaving. I think, were surprised I wasn't trying to keep you in Indiana. And that's just not how I roll. And I knew the best opportunity for you was to get out of Bloomington. Bloomington's awesome. I love living there. But you needed to be out, I always thought, on a coast. And you were only, you know, a phone call away, a Skype call at the time away. And I had lived overseas when I was 18 for a year. So I kind of knew what it was like to be away from home. And it was even tougher. So I thought, oh my gosh, you're only across the country, not across the ocean. So I had a unique perspective. And so I was just excited for you. And, you know, the house was quieter and everything, but I was just genuinely so excited for you to be doing your thing. And got to spend more quality time with Phil.
Let's go.
No, it wasn't as hard as most people thought it would be for me, because I knew you were where you're supposed to be.
Where did you go overseas that you're talking about?
Switzerland. I lived there for a year.
Why?
It was my last year of high school when I was in Canada, and they have grade 13. And so I had the opportunity to go to the school called Neuchâtel Junior College for my last year of high school. And the school allows you to travel to all kinds of different countries while you're there. And I also had to live with a French-speaking family. So it was a big learning experience, a huge challenge, very scary, but so glad I did. It was one of the best years of my life.
I feel like a lot of people don't know like that about me, is that growing up I would go to so many overnight camps, and I also was like kind of an exchange student for a hot second, and we also hosted an exchange student.
Right.
So you were very I feel like for like traveling, like going out of the house, like going
Absolutely.
Out of your hometown, going out of your house, whatever. I lived in Wales for a month or two.
I think it was just over 3 weeks or something like that.
But I also traveled other places.
Yeah.
Anyway, I lived with a different family in Wales. Shout out my Welsh fam. And I don't know, it was a great experience. And then we also hosted an exchange student one summer from the Netherlands.
Leonard.
Yeah,
I remember
his
name.
He was really fun.
Yeah,
he was super fun, and also he was like super. This is such like a full circle, because he was super into makeup.
Yeah,
and like so was I, and so it was so fun because we would like go to the MAC store, and I don't know, if only I was like a YouTuber back then, because I could have given him so much makeup.
I know, and I wonder if he became the makeup artist that he was aspiring to be.
I know, I should try and like find him on Instagram and stuff, because I was really young when we hosted him. I think I might have been a freshman.
Yeah, you were
or
really
an eighth grader. Because didn't I go to Wales my freshman year of high school?
I think so. Yeah, you were quite young. Yeah.
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 That's pretty crazy.
Right. I don't remember him at all.
Really?
Not really at all.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I guess you didn't really hang out with us.
Yeah.
I was like, bye, Phil.
Yeah.
But absolutely, education, I think, travel is the best form of education. I fully believe that.
I agree.
Really recommend it for everybody.
Yeah. I also, Phil and I went to Camp Tecumseh, if you know.
Yep.
You know, it's like a Christian camp in Indiana that like everyone goes to. But it is overnight, and we went when we were so young.
Yeah, I think.
And how old were we, like 8?
You went when you're younger. I can't remember.
10, maybe 12?
Maybe 10.
We were pretty young, yeah.
And then I went to tennis camp before then.
Yeah.
So I was like used to like going and staying somewhere while I was really young for a long period of time, which was, I feel like now looking back, I'm like, I understand why I made it in LA as far as like, I guess, stuck it out here, because there were so many times where I was like homesick, or I didn't feel like
you I wanted to move home. You did freak out at tennis camp though, remember that?
Yeah, I got really homesick. Yeah. I think I was literally like 8.
But I think it was because Dad and I had gone to Vegas, and I don't think you were okay with that.
No, you didn't tell me.
What?
you guys didn't tell me you were going to Vegas and drop me off at tennis camp. And then
that's not true.
Yes.
That is so not true. I no didn't say, hey, if I were going to Vegas.
Yes,
no,
you did.
That's so not
you
true.
You didn't tell me.
Not true.
You didn't not tell true. Me. Or I don't remember. Okay. They were like, we're sending our kids.
Told you. They would randomly just go to Vegas. And we were like, all
right. I was at tennis camp with all these random tennis instructors crying. And they were like, where are your parents? And I'd be like, I don't know.
And I was just home alone at like age 6.
Cool. Who took care of Philip?
I don't know.
I had to go walk to the Munsons or something.
Grandma and Grandpa or something?
Probably.
I don't know where.
So yeah, we went to Camp Tecumseh. I went to Woodward, which is like a action sports camp. And I did like a bunch of tumbling there. I would go for like, I don't know, 2 weeks at a time?
Yeah, that was 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun.
You love
in
that.
In Pennsylvania. I was like crazy about that. But I was too young. I was too young to travel by myself, so I had to have an escort in the airport every time I would travel. And I would be like, I don't know, 13 or
like
12.
Remember you and Emma were in that little room?
Yeah, and what's crazy about, I don't know if y'all have traveled without your parents when you're that young, but I would have to go through, it was a connecting flight because Woodward is such like in a small like podunk place in Pennsylvania. And I'm from Indiana, so I would fly to Detroit, and then from Detroit, it would fly us into the small town in Pennsylvania. So, therefore, we had to have an escort. It was one of those things where it was like, when you land the plane, the pilot's like, if you are Taylor King and Emma Wyler, you need to stay on this plane until everyone's deplaned. So we would like stay, and then our escort would come on the plane, pick us up. We'd have to walk with them all the way to this like secret locked up room where all these other kids, it felt like very Stranger Things now looking back. And it was all these other kids, they had like blocks you could play with and like coloring books and stuff. And we would just stay in there and snacks until our next plane, and then we would get escorted to the next plane. And yeah,
and you were like 12 or something.
Yeah, I was super young.
Yeah,
because I remember it was literally illegal for me to travel alone without the escort.
Right, right. Yeah,
yeah. So anyway, we went to several camps. You went to basketball camps. What camps did you go to?
I would just go to basketball sports camps at Indiana. Every weekend I'd have a baseball or basketball tournament in a different city. So
yeah,
that
AAU.
Was usually my summer.
So yeah, I was always gone for camps and stuff. So I feel like that helped prepare me for life now. So I don't know if this is interesting at all, but I feel like it helps explain stuff. Okay, for me leaving, I guess to go back to the question, big tangent. For me leaving home, it was super scary, way harder than I thought it was going to be. I think I realized like how much my family like did for me, like dinner would just be ready or, you know what I mean? Like things like that. Or like I needed a ride and it was like so easy to ask for someone, even like family friends or friends, like everyone's just so helpful in Indiana. And the hospitality really is a thing, like Hoosier hospitality. So I realized moving to LA, like, wow, it's really like every man is for themselves. Like no one is going to help you more than they're going to help themselves. And that's like not the vibe in Indiana. So that was a big learning experience.
And you knew so many people that you could call on at home. But
oh yeah,
you knew
so
nobody.
Many people in Indiana, but I knew no one here. So yeah, anyway, cool. Okay, next question. What were our best memories growing up? I feel like going to Hilton Head were some of my favorites.
Yeah, the Hilton Head trips.
Hilton Head.
We'd get to bring a friend was pretty fun.
Those were so lit.
Yeah, it was always like a big debate, like who are you gonna bring? And I brought like Luke Jager every time.
Yeah, you did Luke Jager. Oh my gosh!
I think just having the house full of kids, a lot of times you guys would both bring your friend groups over, both friend groups, and it was just favorite thing when the house was full of life and full of kids.
I'd probably just say our late nights in the basement. We were kind of the house that everybody would always go to and have the sleepovers, and our friends were always friends with each other, so it was kind of a good time, and we had a lot of good stories from the basement.
Yeah, what was awesome is Phil and I are only 2 years apart, so his friend group was friends with my friend group, and what was awesome, too, is like one of my guy best friends, his little brother was Phil's best friend. So we would like always hang out together. And like you said, we would always have like game nights and whatever. And I would always every year have a ping pong tournament. And I was like crazy. I would be like, everyone needs to wear a jersey. This is the invitation. You need to be here at this time. I made a bracket. Do you guys remember when we shattered the coffee table downstairs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking of that.
Yeah. Yeah. One time we were playing catchphrase, like, with a huge group of friends, and it got so lit that two of my guy friends, who were, like, massive basketball players, jumped on a glass coffee table and shattered it.
Yeah. They were not very parents were not very happy about that one.
Yeah. My dad was like, you guys are so stupid. Yeah. that was a fun memory. We also would go to Hilton Head, which is in South Carolina, and do, like, be there for a week and just, like, lay at the beach, do a bunch of activities, play golf and tennis. Do you remember junior golf when we would have to get up really early in the summers?
Yeah, that was pretty beat.
That was so beat.
Oh, I had to drag you guys there.
We would
oh,
be like, my no! gosh.
Why? It was, like, worse than school. No, I don't
No, worse was going to the library and having to do the reading summer challenge, whatever, reading challenge at the library.
It was good for you.
And phonics. You'd have to read, like, 50 pages, and you get, like, one goldfish bag. It's like, this is my reward for 50 pages, a goldfish bag. You're like, you have, if you're going to do anything in life, you have to read these pages. Okay, mom.
Yeah,
so now I can't read a book at all because I'm just traumatized.
You made me hate reading because I was not, my best friend Annie back home, she'd be like, can you come over? And I'd be like, mom, can I go over to Annie? She'd be like, not unless you read a chapter.
So mean.
It made me hate it because it was like a punishment. Yeah.
We wouldn't even read. You'd just go to another room for 10 minutes and just act like you were reading.
I would just go and vibe. And yeah. She'd be like, what was it about? And I would make it up.
Yeah.
Bad kids.
I know. You know what? Fake it till you make it. That's the kid thing to do.
SMH, that's all I can say.
Yeah, I remember I would be like, okay, if she asked me questions, I just need to know like three things to say. So I would like look up, I would skim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely haven't reached my reading phase again. And all my friends have. I can't remember the last time I read a book start to finish. Can you, Phil?
I can't.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I know. It is pretty bad.
That's bad.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, though.
I guess that's what our generation, though, is attention span. I can't stay focused for that long.
Yeah.
I get distracted too easily.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place. I also loved Sharks and Minnows at the Country Club.
Yeah, the Country Club was fun.
Lit.
Yeah.
And also, I loved beating you when I would wrestle you.
Wrestling
and
was fun.
I would do WWE moves on you.
Yeah.
Because Phil would literally make me do WWE or watch WWE with him.
Our parents also wouldn't let us watch WWE, so we'd have to, like, when they were gone, I'd have to record it and then watch it, and we'd, like, take turns on who's watching
and
the door
I would,
for
like,
them
record,
to come in.
Like, the Kardashians or, like, the MTV shows, like, Room Raiders. I would sneak that.
I was way too into WWE, though.
That's bad.
Why were you so into it?
It was fun. It was entertaining. I don't know.
Who was your favorite? Rey Mysterio?
Rey Mysterio.
Isn't he still doing it?
I think so. He's like, wrestles with his son now, I think.
I wonder how much they get paid.
Oh, a lot. It's a big industry.
It's crazy how much they...
I mean, John Cena. Look at John Cena.
Yeah, that's so true.
And The Rock.
And The Rock, yeah. And Joe Rogan.
That's different. That's real fighting.
That's UFC?
Yeah.
Oh, but he's still, like, I guess fighting in general is huge. Okay, next one. What does your mom notice different about you since you moved to LA?
I think everything's just a little bit more exaggerated. I mean, you're pretty much the same, but you're even more confident, even more of a little boss babe, and even more enthusiastic about having a good time. And I think everything's just exaggerated. More into fashion, more into your hair, more into makeup than ever. So that's my best explanation. You didn't really change a ton, and you just exploded.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. Wow. Phil, what about you?
I would just say more bossy. You
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Like, I mean, this morning, this morning. Prime example. We just walk in her apartment and she just puts us to work. Blah, 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 blah. That's
Delegation
it.
Nation.
But other than that, pretty much same person, so that's been cool.
Okay, what does your mother think about you working for Alicia?
Oh, I love Alicia. I think it's been a fabulous opportunity. You were so lucky to connect with her, and everything that Alicia's done for you and what she's taught you and your relationship is just phenomenal. Like, it's unheard of to be that close and to work so long and intensely with somebody and still be the best of friends, just like I heard you talking and just like friends this morning. It was just, it's just absolutely incredible. So, I am a huge fan of Alicia Marie, and I'm so proud of you and what you've accomplished with her, but also just props to Alicia and what she's done in all the years with her career, starting at 16 years old, like amazing.
Slay.
Let's go, Alicia.
And you guys, I know, just work your little tails off every single stinking day. So, yeah, and I said to Philip, I said, you know, her job is stressful. You know, you were having to do content this morning. That's when you were being a little bossy, but you had to get shit done.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was stressed because my entire apartment, which is my set, essentially, was a pigsty with everyone's shit everywhere.
So, well, it wasn't that bad, but it was messy.
It was bad for me. Like, compared to where I usually, like, where I usually film and
right.
stuff.
We had that, invaded your space.
Yeah. So that's why I was a little irritated. What about you? What do you think about me working for Leash?
Oh, I love it. I love Alicia. I think she's great. Half the time, it doesn't even seem like you guys are working just because you guys vibe so well together. So, like, I've been over at Alicia's when you guys are working on stuff, and it's a very cool environment. You guys, I didn't realize how hard you guys work. Like, Alicia is always working, and so are you. It's a grind, so it's been cool to see. So, I'm all for it.
Do you think it's stupid that I'm still, I guess, I don't know how to say this question. I feel like everyone always asks me this, so I want to ask you what your opinion is. Why do you think I'm still working for her?
Because you're still growing. You guys are, you're both still growing and seizing opportunities.
Like, people are like, why, TK, why don't you leave Alicia and work on your own stuff?
Oh, no. I think because you collaborate so well together and you feed off each other, and yeah. she is so stinking supportive, which at the beginning I was kind of surprised. I'm like, mm-hmm. wow, she really wants Taylor to expand on her own and have her own brand, which was so mature of her. But I think it's in both your best interest because you're both growing your careers and your own personal brands. But when you collaborate, it's kind of magical.
You know? I agree.
Yeah.
What do you think, Phil?
I would say same. I think you are the type of person that likes to be busy. So obviously doing that and then doing your own thing is good for you. It pushes you. It challenges you. And just that. And awesome. You enjoy working with her. So it's yeah. best of both worlds.
What is one of the most important but simple family traditions you guys have? I feel like we don't have any.
Mom was really nervous about this question.
Yeah. Well, I do remember Christmas Eve. We've always done something fun Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. We used people. To have a big party every Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not really anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
The group kind of like group
disbanded in a way. Everybody, well, a lot of people got kids too, so. Or grandkids and things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We should maybe restart that Christmas Eve party, but like in LA with my LA peeps.
Huh? Maybe, but then we'd have to be in LA, so.
Yeah.
I was going to say just the Hilton Head trips. We do that every year. So yeah. That was good.
Tradition. Yeah. I'm trying to think of like an actual tradition.
We're not a big tradition family.
Just traditional holiday stuff, meals, but, you know, nothing else. I like doing new things. So I'm not a huge fan of, I'm not a big traditionalist because I like to do new things.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of true. To be honest. I really don't know. I don't know. Did you guys think I would end up in the position I'm in now?
I would say yes and no. I mean, I knew you needed to be on a coast, either East Coast or West Coast, and somehow either on a stage or behind a camera or in, you know, the entertainment world. You loved a performance because I just remember you growing up. There was always a routine you were, or, you know, a show you were creating with your friends or even just yourself, and you're just creating, but it was some type of performance. It wasn't, even though you did artwork and painting sometimes as well, but it was always showtime with Taylor.
Mm-hmm. I would literally make Philip do like cheer routines. Like I would choreograph them and then I would make us perform them.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to be more in like the fashion. I thought you were going to be a designer because you'd always try to dress me and my friends up. And you're like, get your girlfriends to do this. This is not our job. And you always loved clothes. So I thought you – I mean, you did go to fashion school, so kind of what you wanted. But
I also would wear, like, weird stuff in high school, and I did not care.
Yeah. You were, very creative and just – made a statement with your fashion and your clothes. And it was just like, you weren't, you know, I like, as long as it was appropriate, I had no problem. Like, whoa, I'm not sure that I'd wear that, but, you know, knock yourself out.
The amount of times I would, because our rooms are downstairs, the amount of times I would come upstairs and my mom would be like, no, go get dressed again.
Not appropriate.
I would be like, no.
Who had better style?
Better style?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You're so completely different.
Are you kidding me? That's amazing. Me. He had no style. He would wear basketball shorts.
Yeah, there was not a lot of style in your department.
You didn't do jack shit.
Yeah.
I stepped out
and I know anything athletic was in your wardrobe.
You just wore
I was more of a comfortable type of style in high school.
You just wore like the Under Armour here. Yeah.
The tracksuit.
That you got for free from your sports teams.
Yep. Exactly. Is Phil moving to LA?
That's the plan. Hopefully, eventually. I just graduated from IU and I got a job helping do NIL deals so college athletes can get paid. So connecting them with businesses and kind of being the middleman between that. I eventually want to become a sports agent, but I'll be in Indiana probably June, July, and August just to start work and save some money and get established there, and then hopefully in September come out here and see how it goes. But I'm excited to get out of Indiana for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Where in LA do you want to move to?
That is to be determined. I've heard the Santa Monica, Venice area is kind of the cool place to be for young guys like me. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal. The main goal is just to find a good group of guys that I can hang out with, because I have a bunch of girls I can hang out with, but I need some guys I can watch sports and talk about guy things with.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So if any of you know of anyone or know a brother or whatever, hit Phil up in his
roommates
DMs.
Too,
he needs roommates. Yeah. Was TK hard to live with growing up?
Yes.
Definitely.
What do you mean? I sound so I know people are going to comment.
I feel like that's just every brother-sister relationship, though. I mean, every kid's fight with their kids over the remote and playtime and stuff like that. It wasn't that. We probably had better relationship than most kids.
Yeah.
Like, we'd hang out. We'd get along most of the time. But, I mean, we had our simple fights.
We also would fight, like, normal siblings.
Yeah.
But I feel like compared to the average Joe, we got along.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you guys got along quite well most of the time.
The thing that made me the most mad was when we had to go to school and it'd take you forever to get ready. We have to get to school. Like, it obviously didn't matter if I got to school, but I'm a person that likes to be there on time and stuff.
And you're
kind of on your own. Even now, you're kind of on your own time. It's on my time. And I'm like, we have to be there. I have first period. And you're like, whatever, she can wait.
I would literally be like putting my outfit together still. Like, I did not care.
And I just sit in the car for probably like 15 minutes waiting to go.
That was stressful.
Funny.
Yeah. What, mom, did you think I was hard to live with?
You were just more dynamic and strong-willed, let's put it that way. And you would challenge me more than Phil would challenge me, you know. So, yeah, you were the feistier one of the two of you.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them what I did when I wanted my first cell phone?
Oh, my gosh. She is the master of advertising around the household. So there would be little notes and sticky notes.
I made flyers.
All over the house. Every door.
For
the
LG Voyager.
Like on the microwave.
That was hard,
and
though.
The LG Voyager, you know, model number, you know, and then exclamation marks and then marker and different colors.
I would
colors.
Be like, this is why I need the LG Voyager.
A little
Voyager.
Picture of the LG Voyager that she would draw and everywhere. And that, and then also for a Facebook account.
Facebook was a huge.
Oh my gosh.
I remember that one on the phone.
Drove
oh my God.
No. You wanted a Facebook.
Did you make her wait till she was 13?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was no way you were going to get a Facebook account before you were 13.
But they let me get one when I was...
Yeah, of course they did. Classic. Okay, yeah.
I don't even think I got a fake. I did not get a fake. I just made that up.
I definitely respect authority, but I also, like, if I wouldn't know was not an answer for me when it came to things. But I do, I feel like I don't disrespect.
At least no, not the first time.
Yeah. I feel like I don't disrespect authority, though, but I would definitely challenge it. Is that?
Yeah, that's fair.
Fair to say?
Yeah. And you you still do.
I still challenge. If someone tells me no, I'm like, in my head, this is what Kris Jenner says. Someone tells you no, you're asking the wrong person. And that's how I've always lived. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you. You were the person telling me no, so that's annoying.
Well, they would always just say, go ask dad or go ask mom, so they didn't have to be the bad cop when we'd want something.
Oh, yeah. They would do that a lot. Yeah. Who would you think was more so the bad cop?
For me, dad. I was definitely more scared of dad than mom.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I argued with you more, though. You're easier to argue with. Dad is, like, hard no.
Yeah.
I feel like. He's harder to argue with because he, like, doesn't budge at all. Hmm. I would say.
Interesting.
Like, you, I can talk through you.
I listened to all your trying to rationale, but yeah. Usually I stood my ground.
Okay. What were TK and PK like as a baby / toddler?
Oh, you came out just chatting, I swear. Just very strong-willed.
I came out of the womb podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. Your personality was fully developed at 2 years old. No question, you're the same personality as a two-year-old. I mean, it's just so funny. Just full of life, energetic, just wanted to talk to everybody.
Like, what would I do?
Oh, be in the grocery store just saying hi to everybody. Hi.
As a two-year-old?
I was almost like, want to be on my podcast?
As a two-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And Phil was the opposite?
I was a big body. I was a big body.
Big body, and he sucked with some, just his big blue eyes just looking at you. And he's a big guy.
What'd you call? Oh, big guy.
Yeah.
You could call him big guy.
Bruiser. Whatever. Yeah, he was a chunk.
And then he
got tall and slimmed down.
That's hilarious. And he was way more, I guess, quiet?
Chill. Totally chill. He's the same now, too.
I was just
he's
the follower, chill. And you were the...
I was definitely
you were
the
strong
firstborn.
Leader. Yeah. Bossing Philip
the
around.
One.
Since you, yeah. Well, you were two when he was born, and you just bossed him around from day one.
Was I annoyed that he was born?
For a day.
You know how,
maybe, like for
you
an
know
hour.
How children get bad.
It's messed up.
Have you seen TikToks of that? They're like, oh, yeah. You're going to have a baby brother? And they're like, no. Yeah. The kids, they're like, I'm mad.
You came to visit Philip in the hospital. And
was I mad?
All of a sudden, you were excited. You came in the room, and then you were excited. And then all of a sudden, it was like clicked to that you weren't number one in the center of the universe anymore.
Yeah.
And you just burst into tears. And then you were like,
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and then you had your cry, and then you were fine. Then he was all yours. You loved him.
I was obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Could I say his name?
Philip.
Philip.
Yeah, you had a funny way of how you said it.
That's funny. It says, like, talk about being close as siblings. What brought you and PK together fast since you were kids? I feel like our friend groups helped a lot.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest things.
Like, Phil was friends with my friends, and I was friends with his friends.
I mean, we had similar interests as well, like, both, like, sports. You were the cheerleader for the basketball team. I was on the basketball team. We'd always go to the football games.
I always went to his AAU tournaments. Yeah. You never came to my cheer competitions.
I did a few, like, twice.
That's crazy out of all of them, though. Yeah, she's rolling her eyes.
Those were brutal, though.
What do you mean? Your tournaments were brutal for me.
I guess. You didn't have to go. I didn't make you go.
No, but I feel like I also had to go because there was nothing else to do at home.
That's true.
Or like you guys would go stay overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. he would never come to my shit.
Well, I mean, we'd drive like 5 hours and you'd perform for 2 minutes and that was pretty... Not fun for an eight-year-old.
No, it was like, how many were in Indianapolis?
An eight-year-old guy.
A lot. There's a lot, Andy.
I think I'm in the right with this one, this argument. Yes.
No, they, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Being close. Why do you think we were close, Mom? I feel like a lot of siblings struggle. So what advice would you give?
In a way, maybe it was because you're so different. So you balanced each other out. I mean, Philip did what you told him to do. And so that was okay with him.
You're welcome.
You were close in age, but not exactly the same. So that worked out well.
Yeah, we didn't clash too much.
Yeah. So you kind of complimented each other. But you had, you just like to have fun and you enjoyed being funny and silly together. So you both like to have a good time. So
yeah, I feel like we would also compromise. Like I remember, especially specifically when we'd be in Hilton Head, you would be like, I'd be like, let's go stunt in the pool. And you'd be like, only if you play football with me first. Yeah. Like we would make deals.
True.
So that was like, I feel like we would compromise that way.
Good negotiators.
Uh huh. And I would say now, Phil, he does better when people tell him what to do versus taking initiative on his own. Wouldn't you say?
I don't know. I think he's a lot more of a leader now.
I set things up.
Okay, sort of. But compared to me, I'm way more take initiative than he is.
I don't know. What do you think? I'm not with Philip as much anymore. He's been at college.
I mean, like, what are we talking about?
Well,
like,
think
plans?
About just like, yeah, me with plans or like me getting jobs lined up, like stuff like that. Like, I feel like I'm always.
You are definitely
ahead
a stronger go-getter than, you know, jumping on things and going crazy.
I feel like he does better someone telling him what he does and then he follows, because I don't follow as much as he does.
Yeah.
Like, I don't listen as well.
Yeah, that's facts.
No printer.
You listen. Okay. Do you get homesick fast, and did you guys miss me when I left? I guess we kind of did this. Yeah, I was really homesick.
It sure missed you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
We're super emo over here. Sure, I guess I missed you. What's the biggest thing that has changed about TK since she's moved out?
Change.
I mean, you're very financially independent, which is amazing. Yeah. So props to you for you've established yourself. You're off the parent payroll. It's nice when you buy lunch for us and you buy tickets for your brother. It's just amazing. So congrats on your success. So that's the big change, is that you're making money.
Your wardrobe has changed a lot, too. You wear a lot of different stuff now than you did in Indiana.
Oh, really? Like what?
I mean, just look at like your Coachella outfits.
Oh, yeah. Bloomington or Target.
Imagine like wearing that.
Everyone in Indiana, I feel like, is so, this is the one thing I don't like about my hometown, is everyone's so judgmental. Like, I remember one of the first times I came home from FITM, and I literally was wearing a black tank top and jean shorts and combat boots. Like, that was my outfit. And we went to dinner with our other family friends, and I think I got, like, 80, not 80, but I think I got, like, 5 to 10, like, pessimistic comments about my outfit. And I remember being like, why are people so triggered about my boots right now, when no one would ever blink twice about that in L.A.? And I don't know. I think that, like, I don't like that part about Indiana.
Well, the people in Indiana are a lot more conservative, and I mean, just our friends' parents are a lot more strict. And
but I'm like, why does that matter that I'm wearing combat boots so much? Like, why is that so irritable to someone?
Because it's different.
It's the way they live in Indiana.
Yeah, they're not used to different.
California.
But that's what I love about LA, is that it's so, like, it's no one would give a fork.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's much more open-minded.
Yeah. It's one, they're open-minded, and they also just don't care. Like, people in Indiana are like, so like, why are you doing that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that part about our hometown. So that's why I feel like I always wanted to wear weird shit, but like, I was sick and tired of getting shit from people for wearing that. Does that make sense? Anyway, who was the problem child? I think we can guess who it was.
You were the dynamic one who challenged the status quo.
Yeah, I wasn't too much of a rule breaker, though.
No.
Why are you
looking at me? Unless there's stuff I need to know, but no.
I really wasn't too much of a rule breaker. Where do you see us in 5 years, Mom?
Oh, geez.
Uh-oh, Mom.
Didn't know about this question. I don't know. I just think...
I'll be 29.
Sheesh. Hopefully you got a
man. Yeah, I don't know.
I hope so too.
Same.
They're there could be a guy in the future, which would be fun. I see you continuing to explode with your brand and with Alicia.
Do you see her still in LA?
And Ashley too.
That's a good question.
I do. Wow. I think she will be.
Where in LA do you think I'll live? 5 years, 29?
Oh, I think you'll have your own place for sure.
What do you mean?
So you have ownership and you aren't paying the crazy rent.
You think you'll have a house?
Yeah, I hope so. A house or a condo.
Okay.
Townhouse, something.
What about Phil?
Oh, gosh. Philip, hopefully, will be doing the big time agent stuff and have a really solid handle on his position in the sports industry.
Hopefully, he has a really hot client.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say hot girlfriend. Me too. It's the goal. Okay, yeah. Why do you care about that?
Hopefully, he has a really hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just want Phil's nice.
Like, hell yeah.
Hopefully you have a cool boyfriend. Hopefully I have a hot girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. that's hilarious. Where do you think I'll be in 5 years, Phil?
Probably the same thing as mom.
Anything new? Anything exciting? Anything crazy specific?
Nothing that crazy. Just growing, pretty much.
And how old will you be?
I can see you being like the face of a brand or something would be cool.
Oh, Slay, thank you. Let's manifest that for me.
Or like a, what's it called? Collection?
Campaign.
Campaign.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. You should do that.
I think I would love to see you or you and Alicia doing something streaming on one of the streaming networks.
Oh, like create a show or something.
Yeah, something like that. Because I know you aspire to be a host of something. That would be really fun.
Oh, yeah. I feel like those are two separate entities, though. That in my head.
Okay. Or it could be the same.
Yeah. Or whatever. I feel for you, how old will you be?
27. I just turned 23. So 28.
Okay. 28.
That's scary. I'm getting old.
I know. I don't know what I mean, I hope he's in LA still. I feel like he'll have his group of friends, guy friends.
If you ever get some guy friends.
Yeah. I feel like I could see you coming over, like you and your friends crashing at my house all the time. Like, not crashing literally, but like coming over for cookouts, doing whatever. Yeah, I could see you doing that. Hopefully, I feel like you'll be with like a big company. Yeah, something along those lines. Probably dating someone I introduce you to.
Maybe.
I could see that. I'm a good matchmaker. Most embarrassing stories growing up. I'm just thinking of that one home video of me outside dancing by myself.
Embarrassing of you? Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Taylor dance.
Yeah.
You need to do it because you can do it.
It's like
really.
I was going like this, right?
And I happen to have my video camera handy.
I need to find that home video. I basically was in my bathing suit walking around the pool and I had no idea. And they were playing music because my parents, that's why I love 70s music. So they're like blaring music and I didn't know anyone was watching. My mom was filming me and I literally was like dancing, like twerking.
Was anybody there?
It was
now it's funny, but like I remember watching the video being like, oh my god, what was I doing? Like I thought I was having a concert for the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were.
I mean, that's not really that embarrassing though. I don't know. I don't really have anything like that I think of.
I've thought of one.
No. What?
Cheerleading.
Oh, that's good.
I was gonna say that, but I don't wanna expose you.
It's okay. I've puked multiple times during cheer competitions.
But the big one was the Disney
Florida.
One.
Yeah.
Florida. You were in front Disney, row center.
Front row center. I puked all over.
Of the routine.
Sorry, I puked during basketball games too, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I think mine was anxiety-induced, though.
Mine was probably nerves. But it was
anxiety,
just like,
it was
just at the beginning of the game, and that would be fine for the rest of it.
See, that's how mine
you
was.
You would throw up, like, and then you'd be good.
I'd puke like before the game, and then I'd
so
be
So I would
to
do
go.
That too.
Yeah.
We have anxiety bad.
But you haven't been that lately, right?
Yeah.
I feel like though, so basically I would also puke before my cheer competition.
That's like normal though. Like professional athletes do that.
I wouldn't say that's normal.
It's not normal, but like it's not that crazy.
It's not uncommon.
Yeah. It's not uncommon, but I don't think that's normal. But yeah, I yacked at nationals in front of the entire whatever.
The funny thing is that you never were nervous to go up and speak. Like if you had to do a presentation or you know.
It was
like,
just cheer.
Just cheerleading and performing.
Mom, were you nervous sending me off to a big city?
Everybody wants to know this. And the weird thing is I wasn't that nervous. I mean, it was nerve-wracking coming out to LA for the first time to visit FITM. That was, I remember that being nerve-wracking. And dropping you off was tough and leaving you that day. But I knew in my heart of hearts it was so right for you. So I wasn't wigged out by it.
I was scared for you.
No, you weren't. Yeah, you didn't give a shit. Yes, I was. Mom, what lessons have TK and PK taught you? It's an interesting question.
This is a good question.
Oh my gosh. Patience. lots of patience. Leadership. How to handle tough times when you were calling home, and tough love, you know, when you have to communicate and know what's best for you.
This next question is funny. Okay, keep going.
So I guess those things.
Gen Z language.
Oh yeah, of course. I got props for helping me write that book.
You love learning
YouTube
the new terms.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, learning the Gen Z lingo from you too. Almost all the vocabulary feels like came
TikTok
from you guys.
Dances.
She couldn't name 5 rappers yesterday.
Don't ask 5 or 5 YouTubers that weren't my friends.
Don't
like,
me
you
ask
should
me
know.
The movie. I don't care.
Or 5 NFL players.
Yeah. It's so embarrassing. How does it feel to know, this was funny, how does it feel to know that TK could be a sugar mama if she wanted to?
Get your bag.
How do I want to answer? Well, if you're going to be good at something, you'll be really good at whatever you do. I don't know.
What if I was a sugar mama? I was like, this is my sugar baby.
Wait.
What? Would explain
that. It'd be your sugar daddy, wouldn't it?
No, it says, how does it feel to know TK could be a sugar mama?
Like, oh, with, like you could have
people,
a guy.
I could be someone's sugar mama.
That's funny. That's kind of funny.
I know. It says, how does it feel? Literally, the question is, hey, how does it feel to know
that
TK could be a sugar mama if she wanted
to? Like, she
to?
Would pay, like,
pay
a guy.
Some guy.
Yeah.
Let's just hope she never, ever acts on that. position that
no,
she could
I would
have.
Never. No. But hilarious. But how
yeah,
does it feel knowing I could?
It feels hilarious. I don't know.
That's cool. It's
a funny question.
Right?
Yeah,
I know.
Good
it's a funny
her.
Question. What were your first thoughts when TK started growing a dedicated following?
I thought it was cool. I mean, I was
wow.
excited
it's
to watch
exciting.
It.
Exciting. Just amazing to see that the people were wanting to watch your content and, you know, rewarding you from your hard work and you established or you conquered a big goal.
Yeah, it's cool to see like the first guest you had on your podcast to like the guest you get now, which is pretty cool to see.
Oh yeah, I would agree with that.
So, yeah, you have great connections.
Thank you. Who was the favorite child?
Oh come on, there is none.
Oh, there always is.
It's definitely
yeah.
Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
If you get
no
down
way,
from this
Jose. No, not
yes,
going there.
Is. It is. At least growing up, it definitely was Phil.
So not true, Taylor. Absolutely not. We're not going to argue with this.
I feel like Dad definitely liked Phil better.
We had more similarities than
yeah.
you and Dad.
You agree.
So. But they brag about you way more than they brag about me, but I haven't done anything
now.
With my life. Yeah, so.
I feel like now
yeah.
that I've made money,
yeah.
they do.
Now that you're...
You don't even know what we say, so you can't even say that.
Growing up, Phil was definitely the star child because he, like, played basketball. He, like, did all the things that, like, Indiana people
That
love.
Is in your head, not in my head. Let's just make that clear.
Okay. Yeah. That's the story I'm telling myself. Oh, this is a good one. Someone said, have them describe your type in, my type in men.
Gosh.
Tall. Like the 301s?
No.
307s.
307s, whatever.
Yeah, describe my type or who you see me dating.
Tall, successful,
athletic. Sports guy, watches ESPN. Mm-hmm.
A manly man. Yeah,
confident,
honestly, it's like a typical
very confident.
Guy is what she needs. But, like, he has to be, like, he has to be the man. Like, he has to make the plans, and she wants him to dictate what they're doing, yes. Show some initiative.
Like, be alpha.
Yeah.
Strong. Because I'm always
very
alpha.
Strong. Yeah. So it has to be very strong.
She doesn't want them
person.
To be intimidated.
Yeah.
Got to be able to handle her.
Yeah. Got to be able to handle me, because I'm a lot.
Yeah.
And stand up to you.
Yeah. I know. I kind of want someone I can, like, I don't just tell them what to do. Like, I want them to argue with me.
Yeah.
Or, like, or
good luck
disagree.
To that. Good luck to him.
Good luck to him.
We've tried, Mom.
Have him come talk to me first.
Yeah. Is there anything else, like, silly that you think is my type? Like, you know, Phil's like, oh, I love a girl that can rock a ponytail.
A guy who doesn't like mind having all kinds of makeup and skin products put all over his face just for fun.
Oh, for me, yeah, doing that. Yeah, I like
He would have to let you, like, have your own time. Like, you get in some moods where it's like, all right, just let her be her. Like, she doesn't want to talk to you right now. She wants to do her own thing. So give her space when she needs it.
Mm-hmm. And supportive of you and your career. Just that they're super excited about you and wanting you to thrive.
You were very mad that one time that one guy, like, thought your career was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was an instant turn off.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Or not, I can't also.
That would be a deal breaker.
They also can't be, like, intimidated by my job either. I hate that.
Yeah.
No.
They also need to be able to dance, and they need to have swag.
Need to be able to dance? Like, be a good dancer, just be confident to dance?
Just be confident. Yeah. Like, I don't want them standing in the corner. Right. Yeah. Like, they need to be fun. Yeah. Like, I don't care if they're a bad dancer. They just need to be funny, like, dancing.
You gotta be able to jam out in the car.
Yeah. Like, not have awful music taste. If we got in the car and someone started playing, like, heavy metal, I would literally cry.
What if, like, he was, like, great, but his, like, he only listened to opera and, like, wanted to take you to operas and stuff?
No, I'm so sorry. I don't want to offend. I can't. I couldn't. I don't think I could. I don't think I could. Could you? If a girl was just, like, every day was an opera
house?
I'd
probably, like, go to one opera to show I cared, but I'd be like, hey, like, honestly, this is not my vibe. Maybe we could go to...
I'd rather go to a Rufus Du Sol concert.
Maybe we could go to Dua Lipa next or something. But.
Like, I'm like, do you want to see Jack Harlow next weekend? Because I'd really rather go there than the opera. Yeah, I don't think I could do an opera guy. Not my type.
Yeah, fair.
Not my vibe. And I need them to be, like, have cool swag, like, dress cool.
Really?
Have a sense of fashion.
Yeah, just, like, not, just not, like.
I feel like you wouldn't care if he is pretty normal.
I feel like normal's fine, but I'm not afraid to, like, spice it up a little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I need a little spice.
Yeah, because you would have events to go to and everything. Yeah,
and fun.
Yeah.
T. Okay. That was funny. That made me. My eyes water. What has your mom and brother learned from you in the time you've lived in LA? What have you guys learned from me from me living here?
Influencers. I mean, just the influencer world.
Yeah.
Probably just don't be afraid to take a shot if you're really passionate about it and love
Shoot
it.
Shoot your shot.
It's going to happen. Yeah. So don't care what others think about you. That's been definitely a big one because, yeah. Obviously, you get some comments and people are very judgy, but you're good at letting it go and trying to take some of that.
Yeah. I feel like I've always cared way less about what people think more than Phil.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know. He's pretty good. He says,
oh, really?
I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
Phil
Interesting.
Does his own thing.
Okay. If you had to switch lives with each other, who or what would you do? For the day.
Like you two?
If we all swapped lives. If you swapped lives with me, Mom, what would you do for the day?
Oh, wow.
I'd go on a shopping spree.
I know. I'd want to do those credit card swapping days. Go to the beach, horseback riding.
I'd probably try to go to one of your cool events. Those are always fun. I'm jealous of all the events and all the cool people you see.
Oh, yeah.
So
Japan or the Benefit or Revolve stuff.
Yeah. I feel like I would want to see what it's like talking to girls, like, from a dude's perspective, and seeing, like, if I notice the things that I
You're trying to do.
So, like, I'll do stuff, seeing if, like, a guy will notice, and I want to see from the guy's perspective if I would Do you know what I mean?
So you're trying to learn.
Or tips. Like, I feel like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'm playing it so cool. And I would want to see from a guy's perspective if I could tell if I was playing it cool or not.
That's a good idea.
That's kind of cool. Mean? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's kind of like.
Like, I would want to play the game from a guy's perspective.
Seeing the other perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys think TK has low standards for men?
No.
Heck no.
You just heard us describe what it takes to get her attention, so.
Yeah. I feel like I do not give people the time of day unless they really impress me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who has lower standards than me or TK?
Definitely you.
What?
Are you kidding me? Definitely him.
I'm not answering that one.
It's definitely Phil. That's an easy auto. All right, guys. I think we're going to wrap it up for now. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. I know it's a little different from our normal ones. So let us know if you want to hear more from the fam or more on my YouTube channel, whatever it is. Where can they follow you, Phil?
Go follow me on Instagram, PhilipKing10.
So, yeah, be sure to follow my YouTube channel, subscribe to this YouTube channel, rate, review, do all the things, and make someone's day this week. Peace.
Peace.
Say bye to the camera, Mom.
Cut.
Bye.
Bye.